City officials report the recall group collected over 2,100 signatures on Mayor Nancy Berry. That's 550 more than needs to be verified. Almost the same number were submitted for council members Dave Rusink and Katie Marie Lyles. The pad's over 900 for Rusink and over 800 for Lyles. The recall committee also collected but did not submit signatures for John Crompton and Dennis Maloney. Their terms expire in May.
What happens now if you... I talked to Dave Rusink, and he unofficially told me that he was not going to resign, and I haven't talked to Katie Marie Lyles, so I don't know what her stance is on the deal. But you have now, 3 days to resign? You say you're not going to. Where does the process move from here as far as recall?
Tomorrow evening, our City Secretary, Sherry Mashburn, who's done an absolutely phenomenal job on this signature verification, will present to council her findings that she has found sufficient number of signatures for the recall. So we'll accept her report, and then in our next meeting, February 10th, we'll instruct her tomorrow to prepare a resolution to hold the election in May. And so from tomorrow, myself, Katie Marie Lyles, and Dave Rusink have 5 days to direct.
It's from then. Okay,
yeah,
I got you.
And so I have no intention of resigning, okay. So I can't speak for anybody else.
Last December, as a recall petition started against Nancy Berry and the city council, the mayor was asked if any city money would be spent educating voters about the recall process.
I would hope not. This is not an appropriate expenditure of funds. I would be against it. I can't speak for anybody else, but I would hope that the city wouldn't spend a nickel on this.
After the city won a lawsuit keeping the recall election date in May, Jane Cohn of Citizens for Welburn questioned the mayor's statement in relation to hiring the lawyer.
It appears that the city of College Station is still not listening to their citizens. It concerns me that Mayor Berry has said the city will spend no money on fighting this.
City staff say the lawyer hired to assist the city with the lawsuit has done nothing else related to the recall. Bob Heath of Austin charged $250 an hour, and the total tab ran to $10,600. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos County District Judge Travis Bryan ruled Thursday the jurisdiction of a recall election against College Station's mayor and two council members rests with the city. That decision upholds the city council's decision to schedule the recall election May 14th. The city hired Austin lawyer Bob Heath to handle the case.
Well, certainly we're pleased that the judge ruled for us, and basically the city did exactly what it was required to do by statute. While the charter says you have an election within 30 to 60 days after a certain date, several years ago the legislature said we're just going to have certain uniform dates, and if you have that sort of provision in your charter, then you use the first uniform date that's available, and that's exactly what the council did. It had no option to do anything else.
Recall supporters and Welburn annexation opponents sued the council in January, wanting the election on March 28th. And asking the judge to take control. Their legal counsel was Rusty Adams of Bryan.
Our argument is that they've known for quite some time what their charter says. They've known what we were requesting, and they failed to act. Also, the city's argument essentially is we've drafted a charter that it's impossible for us to follow according to state law.
The only witness at Thursday's hearing was College Station City Secretary Sherry Mashburn. She testified nothing had been done for a March election had the judge ruled in favor of the plaintiffs.
First, I'd like to try to identify some of the other issues that citizens have expressed that might have caused them to sign the recall petitions for some of these members.
Well, for some time on this council, there's been the citizens have had an idea that the council is just not listening to them. Katie Lyles, when she ran, that she wanted to be more of a voice of the citizens on the council. But what we've had is when council members get elected, they start following the status quo. In the last four election cycles, the citizens of College Station have voted for reformers of that status quo. And what you have is a council of seven members. You have Jess Fields and Janet McMillan pretty much on one ideological side, and John Crompton and Dennis Maloney on the other, and the three members that are subject to recall in the middle. And so if they... were actually the reformers that they ran on in their campaigns, what you would see is like a 5-2 vote that's more of a reform vote. But what we consistently see on this council is a 5-2 vote that upholds the status quo. And this is not what we elected. It's time for an institutional change on this council. We've tried this piecemeal for the last several years, and the council's not getting the message from the citizen.
Mayor Nancy Berry was pleased with the outcome, where more than 7 out of 10 voters supported her and the other recall targets.
I think the citizens have sent a loud message, loud and clear, that they approve of what this council is doing, and that they want us to continue on this road.
Katie Marie Lyles is excited for the future, which she says will be her last year on the council.
That's funny. I have no desire in my heart whatsoever. I think, you know, leadership is one of those things. You serve your term, you move on. And at this point, I don't feel called to stay and do that. You know, who knows what I'll feel in the future, but I think, you know, I'll serve the best of my ability in this year coming up, and then I'll move on and let a real leader step in and serve this place that I serve now.
What's next for Dave Rusink?
We're ready to roll up our sleeves and get to work.
Recall supporter Timothy D'Alessandro says they'll continue to hold the council accountable and is looking ahead to the next election. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.